Thank you very much for staying on the line, Mike. This is Chase. How are you?
I'm doing well.
All right. I'm waiting. Letting me know about the process that we're about to basically get it done. So what is the update on the website so far?
I'm sorry. The phone is breaking up just a little bit there.
Can you hear me now?
I can.
All right. So I was asking, like, how's the process is going so far?
So the process is going well. It's going well. I mean, our website is a new sort of website, new platform. So I know we had a few back and forths just from the beginning up to now. Regarding, what we were looking for. So far, so good. So far, so good.
Okay. All right. Now, can you basically, the reason why I got connected is that I think, like, initially, you were speaking with Shane, one of the representatives who is basically working with us at that particular point. But right now we have basically moved him to a different department, which is basically for mobile application, as he has some expertise on that particular part. And Sam was the guy who was working with you initially from the start of the project particularly. So he said that you will be needing three dashboards. One would be the seller, then the buyer, then the lender, and then the new one is Agent Real Estate, correct?
That was always the case. It should have always been the agent, buyer, seller, and then, the vendor.
Yeah. So initially when we have basically spoke to get this thing done, three things was being mentioned to us at that particular point. I think it was either the lender was being missing or maybe the agent, real estate, was being missing. However, let me just basically read the notes. Just give me 1 minute. All right, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, so I was just basically reading the notes from the initial start of when you guys have basically spoke about it. So, yes. So, now can you explain me about, like, how the lender and the agent dashboard was simply going to work? Can you put some line on it?
You said how the agent and lender?
Yes.
So I know I went into very deep details with Sam regarding what the need was for that.
Right.
But the way it should work is
what he has sent me, that the lender between the buyer will click on connect with the lender, and then it will be notified automatically to all the lenders who just wanted to basically lend their particular properties. And both lender and buyer have the access to upload pre-approval letters, right?
But the buyer has the ability, should have the ability to upload documents. One of those documents being the approval letter.
So only the buyer. That's what you're saying.
Correct. Either the buyer or the lender if they're in the portal.
Okay. Now, as far as the agent real estate dashboard is concerned, that is something that we have to basically make it separately, because all the three parts, like the seller, the buyer, the lender, could basically work along with that particular same dashboard that we're simply going to create for each particular category. But for that agent real estate dashboard, you said that this will have to offer the listings that placed by buyers, then real estate agent can contact with the seller and let them know and schedule the tour for that particular property.
No. So basically the agent will only have access to the portal so that they can okay, all right. So let me back up. So the only purpose for the agent to come to our website and create an account is if they had an agent, or I'm sorry, if they had a client that wanted to buy homes from our company, and they want to be in the know about what homes their client is interested in bidding on or submitting an offer on. So, for instance, the agent will have a profile, which they would be, that agent will have what account would be linked to the buyer account, so that whenever their buyer is interested in the home that we offer on our website, the agent will also get that notification, and they can also work on behalf of their client in terms of submitting documents or, you know, submitting an offer or whatever the case may be. Okay. So the only purpose for the agent to have a portal is to be, you know, just be the representative for the buyer if that's what they want.
All right, perfect. So which is why I'm saying that the functionality is not an issue. We can go ahead and we can basically create that for you. But that would be a separate portal just to basically create it out for the agent. So by that way, the options which you are giving to buyer, lender, or seller are totally different. And, of course, for the agent, it will be a whole new system. So by that way, only the accessible items that you are giving them the option to use, he or she can only use that particular part. And that is the reason that you would like to basically have a separate dashboard for the agent, so by which all the things could not be mixed up and mixed match. So let's say if I'm the agent, I cannot see the information for the seller, buyer, lender on my personal dashboard once I logged in. That is the criteria and that is the idea, right?
Right. They should only see things that's
exactly
pertinent to their buyer, to their
exactly
client.
Exactly. So that is what I was saying, that this is something which is basically new to this particular prospecting, which we are basically going ahead and getting this thing done. So for sure, we can basically do that, but this is something which will be an extra thing. And as far as the chat is concerned, you did mention about the chat feature. What exactly is the chat? Is that the chat which can be done admin feed the seller, the buyer, the lender, the agent, or will it be two chats which will be done by agent to you, and then seller, buyer, and lender can basically chat around with themselves, if you can explain that?
Yeah, so the chat function, let's just say the client, a buyer, comes to our website and they don't have an agent, okay? We, the company, can represent them as their agent. And so if we're representing them as an agent, then we should have admin rights to communicate directly with that buyer or seller, or
okay,
and seller. So that's the purpose of us having a chat. So that chat is also would also be available for a buyer agent if they want to communicate either with their current client or if they want to communicate with the seller agent, they will be able to do that as well.
And that is for buyer?
The buyer agent. So like if the buyer agent want to communicate to the seller agent, they can do that because those accounts. So when a buyer comes in, they submit an offer to a seller home, then those accounts should be linked, right? To the point
right
where when the agent signs in, they can select that particular account or that particular buyer client, and then they can communicate either just directly to their client or they can communicate directly to the seller as well if
perfect
they wanted to.
All right, so for that particular part, Michael, we will be able to basically add it up at least two chat dashboards separately for that particular part, just to basically segregate the buyer option, the seller option, and also the agent option as well. And you can basically give them the access for that particular chat. Now, in the chat feature, if you remember, whenever you go to any website, they have a chat bot or they have an actual person who basically chats for them. But I think in your case, you would not be requiring the chat bot. It will be actually the people who will be taking care for the chat responsibility, correct?
Correct.
And how many IDs do you think would you be requiring for these chat? Because the cost usually depends on the number of IDs the person are taking care for that particular chat icon. So that is totally something that you have to basically let me know so that I can let you know that what will be the cost for this chat particular part. So by that particular way, we could integrate it. And, of course, one of the chat features, let's say if I'm coming up as a new client on your particular website, then somebody will give me a welcome, that hello, welcome on this particular XYZ website. Are you looking for residential or commercial properties or stuff like that? And then the chat continues. And this is what exactly you're looking for, correct?
So can you say that one more time? I just want to make sure I heard that correct.
Sure. So let's say if I'm a new person and I'm coming up and I'm looking for properties, right? Then the chat feature that you will simply going to have, one of the person, let's say that you are, if you're available on that particular chat, you will give me a welcome message that, hello, thank you for coming in for XYZ website. Are you looking for residential or commercial properties? And then the chat usually goes on. And same goes for the agent, that the agent can basically chat with their particular, with specifically by you, and the buyer can chat with the seller or with the lender exclusively. That's the whole idea, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. So now, how many items, how many IDs would you be requiring for each particular category? Because over here, we'll be adding up two chat items. One would be to you for the customers who are coming in regularly, and the second one would be for the buyer to seller and the lender, and then, of course, for the agent. So how many IDs do you think you will be requiring to give them the chat access?
What do you mean? So, like, for instance, if there was a buyer, like, how many user accounts would they need?
Yes.
I mean, they would only have access to one. So like the buyer would have one account, and then their agent will have one login account.
So two for each.
Yeah, correct.
Perfect. All right. Now we have discussed about the chat part as well. I will let you know the price for this particular part because the chat is something which costs us as well on yearly particular basis. Now, the final thing that I need to discuss so that we can go ahead and we can add the functionalities to the website, how would you be collecting the payments?
There's no payments that we will be collecting on our website. Everything is done at the closing table. Everything is done electronically. So nothing is done. Only thing that we do on the portal is all contract-based and agreements.
Perfect. So I don't think like we will be needing that particular option. But still, for the future references, I'll keep the space open in the back end of the website so that in the future, if you would like to add the payment options, anything like that, you can give us a call and we can add it up for you. And then from that particular part, you don't have to renew the website or nothing like that, okay?
Gotcha. And what's your name again? I'm sorry.
My name is Chase.
Chase. Hey, Chase, I don't know, man, if you need to go back and look at the notes, but all of this was communicated months ago. And I was never told, and I had this long, drawn-out situation. I don't know if it was with Sam or the guy that
Shane.
Transferred me over to this Shane. I think it was Shane. And all of this was we went through it very thoroughly, and it seems like every time it changes hands with a new person, it comes up with some additional new charge. And this is why things got stalled and things got delayed and almost canceled when I was dealing with Shane, because I told Shane we deal with investors, so I can't go back to the and he said okay. He said we can't go. I understand you can't go back to your investors. This is the final cost to get everything done. And we went through the chat. We went through the functionality, and I'm not changing anything. It's the same functionality that I told Shane.
Just to be sure, on the same particular page, it's not something that you have to pay additional. It is something that we will be utilizing the funds of what is remaining from the pending payment, because I think that the 4,000 is still remaining on your particular site. So don't think that we're basically charging you anything on top of that 4,000. So whatever the cost will be, that will be included in the price that you have to pay so that we can buy the functionality and get it installed. Okay?
Oh, okay. Okay. I just want to make sure there was an additional fee called.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
you scared me for a second.
No worries, sir. No worries. I'm really sorry that if you feel by that particular way. So just give me a minute. Let me just give you the price for the dashboard and everything about it, and then I'll let you know that this is the remaining which has been left, and we are going with this particular amount to get it done so that everything could be set it up. And Sam told me that he will be giving you the development part within the next week. So he will be giving you the update as well. And once you see the update, you will be able to basically see the chat feature on their particular website and everything about it. So just give me 1 minute, okay?
Okay. Okay. All right. Thanks.
All right, you there, sir?
Yep, I'm here. But hey, I have a question. I have a guy here. I'm doing a walkthrough on my property, and I need to. I may need to get off the phone here.
I'll just take 2 minutes. That's it.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So we'll be going ahead and giving you 6 IDs, 2 for each, 2 for seller, 2 for buyer, 2 for agent, and 2 for lender for the chat ID. And 2 dashboards will be added up for the chat person, and then 1 dashboard that will be created, which will be the agent for the real estate as well. So the remaining, which is being left on the account right now, is 4,000, and I will be needing 2,000 to get this property installed and get it done. And then the remaining balance that you have to pay us, that will be 2,000. Okay.
Gotcha. Right. Okay.
And by that way, the chat will be there, the dashboard will be created, everything will be done in the same particular cost. It's just something that we have to basically get it on a discounted price so that we can basically get the job done for you. So the 2,000 will be taken care of from the same card that we have on file, and Sam will send you the paid invoice. And by next week, you will have the complete timeline of the process by which you could basically be on the same page. And if you think that if you need any help, any extra thing.
Gotcha. Can you call me back probably in 30 minutes and I can discuss that, because I was told that I wouldn't pay the $4,000 until July 1st.
We can surely talk about that. We
can
surely talk.
But
about
I guess if you want to give me a call back in about 30 minutes, we can do that if that's okay.
Sure, I'll give you a call in 30 minutes.
Okay. Okay. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, well, how are you?